Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast. We do reviews and recaps of your favorite TV shows. We are an inclusive recap show.
Yo, 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 it's Salam Nerds. My name is Aziz, a.k.a. Watch the Need. I'm here, my boy. Yes.
We drop live episodes on YouTube on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. All episodes can also be found everywhere podcasts are found. Thank you to all our supporters. Please help us by subscribing and leaving a good review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yo, 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 salam, nerds. It's your boy, Neebs, a.k.a. Watch with Neebs, and I'm here with my co-host, Jeff, a.k.a. DJ Biscuit.
DJ Biscuit. Please explain that, because I have no idea what you mean by that.
Have you watched Echo yet?
Oh, okay. See, I'm not fully awake, and yeah.
So fun thing. I was talking to some people the other day, and they were about Echo, and they were like, "Your co-host kind of reminds me of Biscuit from Echo." I think it's the round face and the beard.
Yeah, right. Very generic looking guy, right? So.
That's cool, man. Yo, shout out to the people in the comments. We got Toya and we got Abrar. What's up, guys? Welcome to our Salam Weekly episode. If you guys don't know, Salam Weekly is the episode that we have no idea what we're talking about because we have nothing planned. Usually we have a show plan. We have like notes and notes of what we're going to talk about like we did last week for the Iron Claw. And we're going to do on Tuesday for... Echo, but this one we just kind of talk about current events, talk about what's going on. We want to give people an opportunity to tune into a show, even if they haven't watched any of the things that we're recapping. So join us, tell us what you want to talk about, tell us what's going on in the news, what topics you want us to discuss. How's your love life? Can we help?
Hey man, not yet.
It's really interesting because like I don't ever want to be a dating podcast per se, but I do want to dip my toes in that arena a little bit, right? Because like we talk about things not so much about we talk about Muslim identities, not Muslim dating, right? But dating, your identity is a part of dating, so I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know, but we do have a name and we do have a copyrighted and we do have all the things safe, so we're going to be promoting some kind of dating thing soon, so be on the lookout.
After March, I'm busy.
Probably in the summer.
After March 5th at least.
What's going on March 5th?
The primary here in Texas, and so I'm involved in elections and whatnot, so I am booked through then.
Tell us who you want us to vote for, and we will do so, but even though we don't live in Texas.
I'm like, how are you going to vote for any of my people?
I'm sure some of our audience is from Texas. Texas is huge.
Okay, fine. So for Senator, it's Roland Gutierrez.
Got it.
And then that's really, like, the big one. After that, for congressional, like... I mean, beyond that, I don't know. Like, it's right. Like everything I'll talk about is like very specific to exactly where I live, right? All these overlapping districts are very specific to where you live. And so, like, you know, let's say you're in Dallas, right?
Yeah.
Beyond any of the statewides, which is really just Senate now, I can't give you another recommendation. Like, I don't know, like, everything about where you live and who's there. So.
That's fair. I actually have a lot of family that just moved to Houston and some that just moved to Dallas. So, you know, and they listen to the podcast. So, you know,
hey, well, if they can give me their specific addresses, I can tell them who to vote for. But until then,
gotcha.
All I can say is Roland Gutierrez for Senate.
All right. I don't know who that is, but hopefully.
He's the only Senate candidate here in Texas to call for a ceasefire.
All right. All right, good shit.
Good enough for me, right?
Good enough for me. So we are going to have our Echo episode on Tuesday, which is really exciting. I just watched a TikTok of like an entire family who is deaf and hard of hearing, and they went to the premiere and they got to talk to the actors and everything, and they did the whole thing in sign language.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, ASL and everything. We got some cool people. We got Dirty Goat Smuggler in the comments. Just vote for all the people who support Palestine. Yeah, yeah. Honestly, that's the litmus test. Like, that's the bar.
That's that the is bar the bar for me right now. Yep.
That's the bar these days, man. So disappointed. Echo is so good, so inclusive. Yes, Toyin, it is really inclusive. I really, really enjoyed it. We're going to go into detail on Tuesday. We're going to have Nadia on our episode. If you don't know who she is one of the people that invited me to Brooklyn Comic Con and got me to do my very first panel, which is super cool.
Awesome, man.
Gotham Geek Girl is her at. So she'll be on our podcast. She's super cool. Also, Jazz, did you know, do you remember the show Ted?
I do.
With the talking bear?
Yeah.
Did you know they have a series? They have like a series now.
I did not know that.
It's like a 12-episode series.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's on Peacock. I think it just came out a month ago, and it's actually really funny.
Okay, so I have seen some clips, like with Liam Neeson at a grocery store buying...
Oh, that's the movie.
That's the movie? Movie? Okay, yeah. So, like, I'm wondering, like, if the increase in these Ted, you know, reels and shorts and whatnot, is that because of the show? Like, is that why it's showing up in my timeline a lot more?
Maybe, yeah, I think so. Because that's how the algorithm usually works. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so I am seeing a lot of it. So, cool.
Yeah.
Be down to watch that.
The Liam Neeson scene in Ted, it's so funny. If you don't know what we're talking about, type in Liam Neeson, Ted, and he just goes to buy cereal, and he buys Trix, and he goes, can I buy this? He's like, I know the commercial said it's just for kids. Like, and he goes, yeah, like, you are aware that I am an adult. I am not a child. He goes, yeah, yeah. You know, I'll never forget what you did for me today.
It was so funny.
Oh man, I don't remember if that was from Ted 1 or Ted 2, but it's really, really funny. Ted is definitely a funny, funny show.
And I can never get over Seth MacFarlane's voice. I still imagine Peter Griffin there. Like,
but like the Ted voice is it's a combination of Brian and Peter. It's like a little bit in between.
Right, yeah.
It's really funny. But yeah, he does have that distinct voice. His real life voice is Brian's voice, apparently.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. Family Guy, is this still on? Are people still watching it?
I mean, I still see clips of it every now and then. I don't know if it's still like on the air, if it's canceled or not.
I don't know. I haven't watched a Family Guy episode for a long, long time. It's been a minute. I have watched a few South Park episodes, even though that's been a long, long time too.
Oh my God. Season 22 of Family Guy premiered October 1st, 2023. So I'm assuming it's still on.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. All right, man, that's cool. No, but definitely check out Ted. It looks really funny. It's on Peacock, which is probably why a lot of people haven't heard of it, because no one has Peacock.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah. I don't know why I had Peacock. I don't even remember buying it. I just, like, I was in my, whatchamacallit, you know when you check your Mint or whatever and, like, look at, like, what stuff you've been spending money on? I had, like, at the end of the year, I had it give you, like, a roll-up of, like, where you've been spending your money. And it was like streaming services and like Peacock, Paramount. When the fuck did I get these? I don't even watch.
So I get Peacock for free through Xfinity.
Oh,
so
interesting.
I mean, technically I pay for Xfinity, but you know, like,
yeah, got it. Okay.
It's there.
So if you have,
I also got Paramount. I got Paramount Plus for free through a weird thing that happened. So I have the Amex Platinum card, right? Mm. And I got Walmart Plus on there for free. Okay. And then Walmart Plus had a promotion for Paramount Plus for free.
Okay.
And so indirectly through my credit card, I got Paramount Plus for free.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, there's this guy who is called the Points Guy, and he tells you like all these like cool ways to like save money on flights and stuff using credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
I always feel like I'm going to get in trouble by following that, because like he does stuff. But he's like opening new credit cards all the time and closing them. I was like, man, that's got to mess with your credit.
It does. But like when you have so much credit and then you have like, you know, 8 or 9 hard hits on your credit every 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Your score won't really change if you're opening them up consistently and closing them consistently. What it would affect, though, would be your age of your history. And if your history is long enough, right?
Yeah.
Then, yeah, your score will go down. But if he has, like, certain cards, like, I know he'll keep his Platinum card. I know he'll keep his Chase Sapphire Reserve card. Mm-hmm. And he'll have those cards for, like, years on end, right?
Right.
So the ones he opens and closes every couple of years, because they, you know, he has so much history on the back end of it, they don't really change his overall average age, and therefore he's fine with it.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. That's
right, cool. But that requires like 30 years of consistent credit card history, and like very few people can do what he's doing.
Yeah.
Without, you know, having that history there.
There's really cool ways. Like, there's some things that do work. Like, I found out ways you get an extra leg if you fly United. So what happened if, like, there's like areas, and what happened if you fly within these areas and you fly to three different places within one area, you get one of the legs for free. It's really interesting. Mm-hmm. I love that. I learned that from him. That was really cool.
What I learned from him that was really great was British Avios, those points.
Yeah.
You can use them on Qatar Airlines.
Ah.
So even though my credit card doesn't directly connect with One World Alliance, which is American Airlines, right?
Yeah.
I can transfer my points to British Airways and then book a Qatar flight. And it just works for me.
That's very cool, man. I like finding that stuff out, man. It's always good to be savvy with your money.
Mm-hmm. There you go, guys. If you don't know that, you actually can use British Airways points for Qatar Airways.
Yeah, and always find out which airline your points go further, because instead of just like, say you have a Chase Sapphire Reserve, instead of just using your points on the reserve, it could be more beneficial to transfer them to a place like United and use it that way instead of straight from that car. But you got to check. It doesn't always, it isn't always like advantageous.
Yeah, because the Chase portal does have a markup on it. So booking directly with points with Chase, you know, sometimes does not work.
Yeah.
And in fact, usually what I use my Chase points for is they have great redemption rates with Hyatt. And so, you know, I will buy my airline, like my flight on cash, upgrade to like, you know, business or first if the right amount of points are there. Because if it's not enough value, I'm not doing it. And then my Sapphire points, yeah, I would use those for the hotel, which ends up being really advantageous.
You know what? All right, this might not make sense to a lot of people, but like people usually get like, you know, first class or something like that. I noticed that sometimes it's cheaper to just buy two seats, and like you'll have even more room than first class.
That's fair. Yeah, it is.
I once flew back from Dubai, and basically it was cheaper to get three seats than it was to get freaking first class. So like I booked three seats and I just slept on the plane the whole way there, 12 hours.
Solid, dude. That's actually really smart.
Yeah, I was like, yo, three seats, I gotta just put my leg out, everything. And I was like, this is amazing, because the flight I think was only like 250, 219. So I was like, I can just get three of these, better than a freaking first class. Did it.
Yeah, because first class would be like 1400, 1500, right? So yeah, yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah, that was smart. That was smart. All right, let's talk about some other news at the moment. The Marvels is in the news in the moment because they are coming out on Blu-ray and 4K on February 13th and on digital January 16th. So deleted scenes are being leaked now all over the internet of DVD, which is super cool.
I'm hyped. I love these scenes. It's like Iman is such a vibe. And so, like, just seeing her, like, not acting, just being herself, I love that so much.
It's really cool. Speaking of her not acting, you know, she just came out and said that she doesn't know if she wants to pursue acting. She was like, I'll do Ms. Marvel as long as they'll let me. But outside of that, I'm not really looking for project. They would have to be something really special, like Ms. Marvel, for me to, like, consider it.
Dang, good on her. What's she going to do otherwise? I'm curious.
So I think she's looking at, like, you know, directing, producing, like stuff like that. She's into like behind the scenes stuff.
All right, good for her.
I was like, she should just like, you know, shadow Kevin Feige and take over his job.
Honestly, yeah.
Right?
That'd be pretty sweet, actually.
That would be perfect for her. Speaking of which, I reached out to Zenobia, who is Kamala's mom, and trying to get her on the podcast for the DVD release. I'm like, hey, come promote the DVD release. Come on our podcast. She's been really cool. I told her, you know, I'm like, hey, listen, the thing with Sagar went 5 million. It went viral. Maybe it might go with you too. You never know.
Yeah, right? And she's great, man. Like, I truly adore her. Like, she's just such a great person.
I love her too. And she's also been posting about like Palestine and stuff. So good for her, man. That entire freaking cast is just amazing. Too bad. It's just bad luck in terms of timing, but they're all like good people.
Yeah.
Minus one dude.
Yeah. Like, I was going to say minus the dad.
Yeah. No, that's cool. I saw this meme today or the other day, and we covered What's If, and in What's If at the end, there is Kahori. And there's Captain Britain, who is Captain Carter, teaming up. And I saw a meme where Kahori is like, "What's that flag on your chest, me?" And she goes, and then Captain Carter goes, "Oh, it's because I like to do what is known as our ancient tradition, which is stealing other people's treasure." And they show her like getting all like the treasures of Hela and Thor's hammer. And like at the end where she gets like the weapons of everyone else. So she's basically doing what the British do and steal other people's treasures.
That was hilarious. Yeah. I was like, wait a second. Where is this going? Like, are they talking about stealing? Are they talking about colonization? Like,
that was funny, man. Did you know hilarious. The woman who plays Kahori is actually Bonnie in Echo?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. Live action Kahori is still freaking in the universe somehow.
Amazing.
Yeah. No, man. We would like to see that. That's really, really cool. And in Star Wars news, I have some Star Wars news for you.
Spicy. I love it.
So I have been playing this game called Jedi Survivor. It's by EA. Mm-hmm. It is a really, really fun game. I really, really enjoyed it. But then you get to this part where you have to confront one of the main villains of the video game.
Okay.
So you go into his house where he's living.
Whoa.
And then you go to his living room and you see a portrait of his family, and his wife is hijabi.
Damn,
that's crazy. So like, and like, he's not like, okay, so when I say he's a villain, he is a complicated character. He's not like a villain.
Okay.
He's basically doing what he's doing to save his family, right? And like,
understandable.
Whatever. And this is not a spoiler. You kind of know it from the beginning. But yes, his wife is wearing a hijab. And I'm like flipping out. I'm like, am I seeing things? Am I tripping? So I took a picture of it and I posted it on Twitter. And the woman who worked on the game saw it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, her name is Nuha, Nuha. And she goes, yeah, I joined the team late, but I was able to get this little bit of Islamic culture and art into the video game. This character's name is Tayyela, and she wears a headscarf based on the hijab. And like, it's canon.
That's awesome.
It's canon. Like, it's like in the video game world, it's canon. Like, Star Wars has a hijab. I was like, it's not even like she's wearing a scarf that happens to look like a hijab. Like, she literally based it off a hijab.
I was gonna say, like, are you sure it's like a Jedi robe or something, like with the hood? Like,
no.
Oh,
no.
That's cool.
She legit said that she purposely put that in there, and she was happy that they kept it.
Oh, that's amazing! Or maybe she didn't notice it.
Yeah, and this is like a main character. It's not like a small character.
Hype! I love it.
It was really, really cool. I was bugging out.
I might just buy this game for that. Like, oh my god.
Yeah, that was so cool. I love that we're getting like representation in video games. The one place like nobody was really like asking about, but like it just happened. Like, we got Spider-Man, where like Spider-Man saves a woman in a hijab, and she refuses a hug. She's like, no, I don't hug. And then she puts her hand, places her hand on her heart and kind of bows, says like, I appreciate you saving my life, Spider-Man. but you will not you will not touch upon me, sir. You will lower your gaze.
That's great. That's great.
You will lower your gaze on Spider-Man. They also added the 96th Street Mosque in the Spider-Man game, which is also really cool. I love that. And then Assassin's Creed basically has so much representation of Islamic culture.
I mean, they've had that since day one with the first game.
I heard in the last game, it's like really like they have like the cult to Azan in the background and stuff like that. Like they went like above and beyond, like to the point where like even like avid gamers were like, whoa, this is a lot. They did a lot for the culture in that one. So we got Star Wars, we got Assassin's Creed, and we got Marvel. Like, that's dope, man. I'm super, like, video game people have been, like, you know, slowly working in silence.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad we made it. We made it, man. I'm glad.
Love to see it, man. That's crazy. We've had some awards this week. Let's see, the Golden Globes happened and some Emmys happened. So guess what? Miss Marvel is now Emmy award winning Miss Marvel. Anytime somebody talks shit about Miss Marvel, I'm gonna say, sir, that's Emmy award winning Miss Marvel to you. And it's in motion design, which is dope, because that's the one thing everyone talked about when the show was starting. Like the way they did the text messages, the way they were showing like communications and the like cool little motions. It was really, really cool. I love the way they did the graphics. Motion design is like a subcategory in like special effects and graphic art. So it's super cool that it won an Emmy. That's baller. It's actually won a lot of awards. Like, a lot of the awards are from maybe award ceremonies that people aren't as familiar with, like ones that are like focused on diversity or in the UK. But it's got a long line of awards. Like, it's really, really cool. And it's the highest rated show on Rotten Tomato.
Yeah. Australian cinematographers, right?
Yeah.
They gave him an award, Saturn Award. Best streaming limited event series, best performance by a young actor. That's Iman. Primetime Emmys 2023. Yep, Kids Choice Award, favorite kids TV show, best performance comedy. Iman, best the 2023 Vision Award. 2023 nominee for comedy. Like, yeah, good for them.
They're racking up some good things. They were nominated for a Kids Choice Award too.
There's so many things they're nominated for.
That's so cool. That's awesome.
I'm trying to scroll. Yes, they were nominated for Favorite Kids TV Show. Yes.
Damn, that's super cool. I'd love to see that. And then Rami made some news in the Golden Globes because he's probably the only person who talked about Palestine at the entire Golden Globes. He was like, all we're thinking about is ceasefire now. And Jeremy, please don't do any more Calvin Klein ads. Jeremy being Jeremy from Iron Claw.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I think there was one other person who wrote something on his hands about ceasefire. But really, there was just two people. Like, Hollywood loved to, like, make a big deal about everything. You know, they preach so much, and the one time you like need them to preach, they're like silent. No one says anything. Like when Ukraine happened, they brought the president of Ukraine to the show.
Yep.
It's wild. The double standards are insane.
I feel like that part of the government that's like involved with like media and propaganda,
yeah,
like they may have stepped in for this.
I don't know, man. That's just crazy.
Like, yeah, think about it. Like,
that's, but like, if that happened, that's a conspiracy, man. Like you, that's a proven conspiracy if that actually happened.
Well, we're gonna find out in 50 years if I can do a Freedom of Information Act request.
All right. That's crazy. But yeah. But speaking of really prominent actors, you know, there is a rumor that Sterling K. Brown may be looked at for Jon Stewart, the Green Lantern.
Hold up.
Yeah.
That would be cool, actually.
That's the easiest cast ever. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, that's a no-brainer. Like, bro, let's do it. Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us, like from Wakanda Forever, and I mean, not Wakanda Forever, from Black Panther. Like, he would be so good.
He even looks like the DC Animated Universe version of Jon Stewart. Like, this is perfect.
He does look like that.
Like, right? The same chin structure and all that. Like, this would be cool. Like,
I would love that.
I'm going to co-sign this. Hell yeah. This would be amazing.
Also, speaking of casting, Steven Yeun, who is the voice of Mark Grayson in Invincible, is no longer going to be Sentry in the Thunderbolts.
Oh, why?
So they're saying it because of schedule conflict, because it's got delayed because of the strike. But we don't know. It could be any types of reasons. Who knows?
Damn. Okay.
Yeah, that was really sad because like Robert Kirkman kind of just like spoiled it. He told everybody like, yeah, he was getting fitted for a yellow and blue superhero suit, and it's like, I have to leave that Sentry. But he was like, I guess I only get cast as characters who wear yellow and blue. I guess not anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah. Oh, that sucks. I like him, so okay.
I know, that sucks, bro. I really wanted to see that. Thought that would have been cool. Rip. Did you hear about Christopher Nolan? He was on the Peloton and and then the Peloton teacher just started shitting on his movie.
Yeah, like, you know, like, about being smart and whatnot. Like, you're gonna be smart to do this, and like, you gotta be smart to understand his movies. And he was on that class, right?
Yeah, he was on that class, and she's just shitting on his movie. And like, you just know the movie she was shitting on is Tenet, because Tenet is the most convoluted movie that he's ever made.
Yeah, that was so funny. Like, and then we see the reaction of this poor woman. Like, well, not poor woman. She got what she deserved. But this is really funny, though.
I think that's really, really funny. The fact
so you're like, talking about somebody and they walk up right behind you, you still keep talking about them, and the person you're talking to is like, no, just stop talking, but you keep going, and then they hear everything's you deserve that.
Oh man, that's crazy. I've never done Peloton is like really popular these days, but like, I don't get it. It's just a bike. What, why is it so expensive?
It's the Apple of exercise bikes, sir.
Is that really all it is? Just the name?
Yeah, probably.
Like, I know they have classes and stuff too, but like, they're just pre-recorded, aren't they? They're just like pre-recorded classes.
I don't know. I've never used it either. Like, what I do, I have a treadmill, right? With like a tablet essentially built in. And initially they were like, oh, you can only do, you know, whatever the presets were, right? Turns out it's an Android tablet. You can jailbreak it and just put whatever you want on there. So I have like a mini TV screen while I'm using my treadmill. And it's so great.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No, it's like very easy to do, actually.
I'm actually thinking about getting one of those walking pads. Have you ever used one of those?
I have not. What's a walking pad?
Walking pad is like...
Oh, okay. I see what these are. They're like, they're not treadmills because they're not powered, but you're just like using it to walk or something. Got it.
Yeah. Oh, so someone's in the comments. Twain says it comes with classes. Oh, that's why. And some are live classes. Oh, that's interesting.
I guess. Cool.
Okay. I guess that makes sense. Live classes. But like, I guess you're paying for the class and not the actual Peloton then, I guess. I don't know. But the walking pad is cool. It's like a really, really thin treadmill. And you just like walk on it, but you put it underneath your desk and stuff so you can do all your work on it. Like I could do a lot. I could do a podcast live while walking. I could do a walking podcast.
You're going to need a standing desk for that, sir.
I have a standing desk.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. There you go.
The one all this is on, it's a standing desk. Like I press a button and it'll go up. Watch. Let me see. All right. Whoa.
Oh, cool.
Whoa. Look at that.
That was freaky seeing the whole screen just shift.
Yeah. So I have a standing desk. So yeah, I don't know. Walking pads look really cool. I just bought one, and let's see if it'll help. I've actually lost quite a bit of weight. I'm down.
Yes, you have.
I'm down 15 pounds. And do you want to know why?
Dating show?
Nope. It's the BDS diet. I've given up Starbucks. I've given up Domino's. I've given up McDonald's. I'm dead. Like the thing is, like I give it up, but I didn't replace it with another. I just like gave it up, and like yeah, man, I lost 15 pounds since BDS.
All right, I guess there is some benefit to that. Cool.
Yeah, since like if I go to like I have like a scale and it like records it. It goes into an app. It's called a Wedding, I believe it's called, and basically it tracks your like body fat and tracks your weight, and it's like stable October.
That's hilarious.
I'm down 15 pounds because of BDS. So
solid.
Yeah, man. That's see, good things happen to people who are pro-bouts. I don't know, but yeah. That was pretty interesting. I did not expect that to happen, but I looked the other day and I was like, huh, interesting that it starts in October. But yeah, I haven't had Starbucks. I haven't had any kind of coffee, no caffeine, no fries. I haven't had fries in forever. No soda.
So you're eating healthier also. Got it.
Yeah, I mean, I just stopped eating all of that stuff. And like, yeah. It's because like it was so convenient. Like McDonald's is like just right there. So you're driving home, you grab some fries, or like, you know, you get like every time I go somewhere, it was like, oh, let's get a Starbucks first and then go. But like now we don't go to the Starbucks and we save time.
My cheap ass is always like, huh, fries are now $4. I remember when they were $1 for a large. I'm not paying $4 for fries, even though it's like the actual cost of things now. I'm just not going to do it.
Yo, the cost of things are insane right now. Like,
dude, yeah.
It's wild. Especially if you live in like in New Jersey, it's insane.
I feel like even like getting Uber Eats or like DoorDash or something, it's like minimum $35 now.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I used to get these things for like 15. What the hell happened?
I don't know. It's crazy. I feel like inflation happened, but then like the how much money people make is not going to catch up for like ever.
Yeah.
Man.
No, we're in for a reckoning, man. Like eventually these prices are just going to like cause a lot of people, unfortunately, to like lose their homes and whatnot. And then it'll be a little late, but then reforms will happen, and then, yeah, it's going to be a mess in the not-so-near future.
Yikes.
And the number one driver of that really is housing costs. Like, my God, housing is so expensive now.
I know. That's why, like, I don't mind when people shit on New Jersey, because I'm like, yes, don't come here. We don't fucking want it. It's so expensive. We can't afford to live here. Like, please, please shit on New Jersey. Make fun of us as much as you want, because... Well, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if the whole like anti-New Jersey thing is just New Jersey gaslighting everybody so they don't come here.
That's brilliant. I love it.
Why do you think we brought back the Jersey Shore? There's no way anybody watches that show. We brought that back.
This is macroeconomics and psychology on a mass scale. I love it.
None of them are even from Jersey. They're all from like Staten Island, but like we're like, you know what? Yes, Jersey. That's what's up. Put them on air, and hopefully people won't come here.
That's awesome. I love it.
Oh yeah, Big March in DC. I was there. It was pretty cool. They're saying about 100,000 people were there, so that was pretty exciting. I hope there's some change that will come from these rallies. The rally was yesterday, and I'm seeing all these pictures and posters and stuff like that on my feed, and it's really, really cool to see. And watch tomorrow. Everyone and their moms who's pro-genocide and pro-bombing is going to be quoting Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. because tomorrow is MLK Day. And, like, the irony will be lost on these people.
I love how people forget, like, MLK was, like, a socialist and, like, against a lot of these things that they might be for. Like, it's so funny. Yeah. And people always forget that part.
It's funny because, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter is always, like, tweeting at people who are using MLK to justify what's happening in Gaza, and she's like calling them out, like, no, don't use his quote out of context. That's not what it's about. So I think tomorrow is going to be a bit of a cringe day.
I'm hyped. I love when we can call people out like that.
Yep.
Now, question about the protest. Was there any call to action beyond just being there?
Yeah, there were a few people that talked about organizations that you could support. There was a lot of people talking about organizations that you can donate to. There were people who are calling for ceasefire that were running for some particular office and stuff like that, that you could go and support. A lot of it was just, you know, speeches about the Palestinian people mostly and what they're going through.
So nobody said call your congressman or something?
No, that's all they've been saying. They were like, keep calling your congressman, keep writing letters, keep emailing them, keep organizing. A lot of them have said that, for sure.
Yeah, because I went to one very small one here, right? Mm-hmm. Up in Sugar Land. It wasn't even Houston proper, right? And not one time did they mention, like, call your congressman. And I was like, are you kidding me?
No.
You just screamed free Palestine to an empty city hall building? For 2 hours, like, nothing got accomplished there, people.
No.
So, my biggest fear is, like, whenever protests happen, like, there isn't any real call to action behind it.
No, this one was definitely had a lot of big people there. But the thing is, like, it's so crowded there, and you're with, like, so many people, so you can't always listen to everything that's happening. But it, like, I lost people, and I was, like, trying to find my friends and stuff like that, so I was, like, a little preoccupied. But yeah. I'm part of a group chat in Jersey about, like, calling your phone. What they do is, like, they just repost all the numbers every single day, and then they do a poll on, like, who did you email or who did you call, and then you look at the people who didn't get enough calls and you call those people. So it's a cool little group chat that we got going.
Legit. I like it.
Yeah, I feel like everyone should have one in every state. But yeah, so,
and I have a full list of the states that have it, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That stuff is pretty cool. I don't really have much else going on this week. These were all the current events that I picked up from this week. Do you have anything that happened this week?
Yesterday we hosted a fundraiser for Congressman Jamal Bowman, one of the original 8 who called for a ceasefire. We raised $35,000 for him, so that was a good day.
Nice. Love to see it.
We're going
to
have Congressman Rashida Tlaib here February 10th. So very excited about that.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool. And I will be in Atlanta this week filming something that I can't Ooh. Talk about yet.
Ooh.
Yeah, so stay tuned.
You should hit Atif.
I have messaged him and left him a message on WhatsApp, and he has not replied back. I feel like he is ghosting me. Now I know what all the girls feel like that try to holler at him. He's left me on scene. He's like, ignore. It hurt my feelings. But it's okay.
I just texted him.
It's okay. I don't need you to play intermediary for me. He can ignore me. It's all cool. I actually want it to go on. I want him to not notice it for like a year and then feel like a year's worth of guilt.
That's funny.
The longer it goes, the better. All right. That's all we got for today's episode. So until next time, guys, salam, nerds.
Peace.